to the CP Podcast. My name is CP. It's the CP Podcast. We're talking about stuff CP want to talk about because it's the CP Podcast. You'd be like, see, people, what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, all I see is P, you know, like I ain't wiped the seat. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? And to my right is the ever so intelligent, insatiable. What does insatiable mean?
Can't get enough? Can't be satisfied?
Oh, she can't be satisfied. Insatiable, insatiable, knowledgeable, like knowledge-wise. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and Mrs. Valentine.
Valentino.
I was going to say Valentine. I was going to do a joke, Valentine, Valentino, but whatever. Valentino. Yeah, everybody knows the cat is out the bag. Maya, Mary, Kenny, Valentino. It's like, nah, shout out to Tony, man. First of all, Tony, having a name like Valentino is just like, he just got fresh roses outside his door every day. He just walk around like, Femme Tony Valentino. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he just like sit back with a bib on and whirl up pasta. Like, Valentino, talk to me, talk to me.
It doesn't help he has that long hair, too.
And he got that long hair. Yeah. He just, two roses at the same time. Girl's like, I ain't never seen two roses at the same time. He just whisk them both by his nose and be like, here you are. And he was like, my name is Lady Maya. Right, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel like. I don't know why, man. I've been watching Game of Thrones, and I've been really enjoying it. And now everybody who I see get married, I'm like, wow, House Jenkins is joining House Johnson. This is a big power move. They both work for Chrysler. That's two car discounts. This is a strong household. This is a strong household.
House of Valentino. I like
Hold on. Somebody says this is an old episode.
No.
No, nigga, we live, man. Who said that? Zenobia. See, man. Dang, man. Nah, we live as hell. We live. Shout out to y'all. But this is the last episode on...
Caffeine.
On caffeine. Yeah, it's been dope. After this, we're going to be going to Patreon, which y'all know. And then, of course, we will be messing with YouTube and you know, doing stuff over there. But, you know, yeah, caffeine is amazing, you know. And I appreciate everybody over there, you know, for real. Like, it's been dope, you know, like, for real. Yeah. Like, Maya, Amir, Tony, Brennan, we all appreciate it. So, it's lit. What was I saying? I was saying something.
You're watching Game of Thrones, and so now you act up at people's weddings.
Yeah, and so you know, Lady Maya joined at House Valentino. Oh, and there was a dance. I saw the dance of the Valentino, the double rose. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out to Saginaw. Shout out to Michigan, man. CP is like Pauly Shore's yoga instructor. That's funny, man. That's funny. I'm about to get my hair twisted tomorrow. I'm back. My shit been like this for too damn long, man. Even though, you know, I feel like the weed hit better when your hair is like this. I ain't gonna lie to you. The weed hit hard. I'm like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Man gets sprayed. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Booyaka! You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. This is how it's hitting with the hair like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I'm just so retro. You know what I'm saying? I be finding myself like talking to dudes my age, like, young brother, listen. You know what I'm saying? see, that's that jazz. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like, you know. Yeah. Anyway, though, what we talking about today, man? I'm glad you're back, Maya. Welcome to being married. You know what I'm saying? That's lit. It's very responsible. You know, now if Tony pass out, you gotta get him. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he get drunk, turn out a party, everybody want him to leave, you gotta leave too.
Yep.
You roll with him. That's how it go. They could be like, oh, Maya, you're so cool. You're the one who's moderating charades. But then they like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but then, you know, Tony acting a fool, you gotta go. That's important. Also vice versa. You know, Tony could have a big night and then you could just be acting a fool like Gina did on Martin when she came to that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, it's just, it's beautiful. Also, you know, whatever you're allergic to, you know, he can't have in the house now. He might like a little peanut butter jelly sandwiches sometimes. You don't poke a peanut butter, he'll be like, oh, okay, cool. I get it.
When we first got together, he said he was allergic to cats. But after a month with Blackjack, he's not allergic to cats anymore.
But that month, goddamn, you put him through that month?
Blackjack's very important to me.
Wow. Hey, Tony, you know what? I respect that.
Sacrifices hope
you
for the
sacrifice.
Cat.
You better marry that woman. You need to change your whole immune system.
That's true.
That's what's up. All right.
So
somebody said, nah, I look like Tupac mama. That's funny. Except it's not. Nah, that's funny. Fuck you, nigga. Anyway.
Okay, so complete this sentence.
What's up?
The blank of Dorian Gray.
The blank of Dorian Gray.
It's a very famous novel.
Ooh. Let me think.
Amir, do you know it? By Oscar Wilde. Don't Google it.
The mystery?
Mm-mm.
It's very famous.
The murder?
No.
The story?
The life.
No.
Damn, okay. I knew it wasn't life, but he ain't say life. So I was like, fuck it, let me throw life in there, because if it was life, it would look sweet as hell that I got it. But I didn't think it was life. All right, wait. So you said the blank of...
Dorian Gray. It's a very famous novel. It's not even about the novel.
Okay.
It's a Mandela thing. So the...
Is it the portrait?
Yes. It's the portrait. No, but it is, but it isn't.
Oh,
because
so it's not.
The portrait is what we all know. The portrait of Dorian Gray. That's what we all know.
Right.
But then now you look at it and it says it's the picture of Dorian Gray. But how
is
many...
Mandela effect thing?
Mandela effect. Did we talk about the Mandela effect
of
before?
Of course we have. Yeah.
Have we? I think we did.
I think we might have grazed it off of another thing. I think we grazed it on like multiverse type shit.
Okay, so it goes back to multiverse.
Right. But, for people who aren't familiar with the Mandela effect, here's what I know about it. And then let me know what you know about it so that we can merge right into what you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
The Mandela effect is basically the idea that half of us remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison. The other half of us remember Nelson Mandela getting out of prison. I kind of remember him dying in prison because I remember being him in first grade. My mom, I have this whole joke about my mom putting baby powder in my hair and putting one of her suits on me, and I was supposed to be Nelson Mandela, but we didn't practice the accent, so I just picked the accent from Long John Silver's. Anyway.
That's fine.
So basically, that ripple effect is something that we kind of anchor to, right? The Mandela effect. And then it affects things like, was Chick-fil-A always spelled with a K instead of just a chick? Or, you know, did Kit Kat have a dash in the middle, or was it just Kit Kat? Or, you know, just like small things.
Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears, exactly, right?
I remember Berenstain. Some people remember Berenstain.
Right, I remember Berenstain.
Stein, too.
Berenstain Bears, right.
Yeah.
You know, so like things kind of like split into memories that we all have, but then also new memories, right? Like, was there a Sinbad movie, Kazam, or something like that, where he was a genie? But then they recently found a videotape that had an ad for it from like somebody like recording off a TV onto like a cassette tape. And one of the commercials was Sinbad doing an ad for this movie, which is like, oh shit, it did exist.
Yeah.
Very interesting. You know what I'm saying? So look that up.
Yeah. So people were talking about it this morning and they said the picture of Dorian Gray. Now I read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I actually read the book. I can tell you what the book is about. The book is about basically some guy gets a portrait painted of him as a young man, and he's like a dandy playboy or whatever, and then he commits all these sins and he lives his whole life and he doesn't age, but the portrait in his attic has blood on its hands and it gets old and whatever. So that's a very famous novel.
That's scary as fuck. Little shit like that scared the shit out of me. Like remember them nigglets from Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Hood? Remember them nigglets scared the shit out of me, and they was on our side. But I was like, oh, man, fuck that. My mom had some little figurines, some little black dude figurines.
Oh. This? What am I doing? Oh, that's not what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This scares you.
Yep. And that grandma was rocking in that chair there, and the little nigglets was going crazy. Shout out to the dog, because, I mean, I ain't going to lie. The only reason we call them nigglets is because that dude called them nigglets, and that was so funny to me, and it was so racist, but it was like, ooh, it fits so good. Damn, them little nigglets. And plus, I knew somebody black wrote it, so I was like, fuck it, I can laugh at this. But, man...
But yeah, it's the picture of Dorian Gray. It's the picture, not the
portrait.
Now,
can I tell you something? In France, they would call it the portrait. Like, in some different parts of the world, right? Is it just the, like, the American version of it right now? Or is it the fact that the portrait version of it, you can't find anywhere? It's all picture.
Well, he's Irish, so he wrote it in English. Mm-hmm. But there was, I think Karl Lagerfeld did a take on this in 2005. He did a take on it, and that was called The Portrait of Dorian Gray. Mm-hmm. So maybe it got confused, but I remember reading this before 2005. Like, I remember reading this, like, for middle school. So maybe I'm remembering it wrong, mm-hmm. or maybe this is a Mandela effect. Do you have the caffeine people? I don't have caffeine from here. Are they saying, do they remember portrait or picture?
They were saying portrait.
They said portrait?
Yeah.
Because I remember portrait. Very clearly, I remember portrait. That's crazy.
Yep, they said portrait. I ain't gonna lie, that's how I guessed it. Remember when I guessed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked down and somebody said portrait. And I was like, portrait? But I was lying, though. They did it. I want to look smart for a minute. I was going to let you guys know when we stopped talking about it, but I didn't want Amir to think that I just put it out of thin air. He was like, fuck.
Now, I looked down and I was like, I'm not going to say it. Because now I see everybody saying the same thing. So I was like, I'm not going to do it.
So what do you think that is? So why are we coming from different realities to this one? Or are we remembering wrong?
I think that we've collided with another reality. We've collided with another reality. Things are happening that wouldn't normally happen in our reality, mm-hmm. right? And it's just weird. Like, stuff ain't been right since, like, certain events in history happened. Like, the world's been different since 9/11 happened. Almost like those planes came out of another... You know what I'm saying? Like another.
You mean like it? So assuming reality branches off from a certain place. Mm-hmm. So 9/11 would have been one of those major points. But yeah. You think the planes? That gets into the 9/11 conspiracies, which the anniversary is coming up, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It is like Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing, though. It's like. What if they turn something on real quick and just realities blink? We hear about it all the time. This plane took off this year, landed this year. This, you know, this plane didn't know where they were at. You know, like it's just like stuff vanishing. Like there are things going on. People are fucking with energy fields. One thing that they learned is that they got to stop telling people what the fuck they're doing. So like the Philadelphia experiment and all that shit, they realized really quick, we got to stop telling motherfuckers what we're doing because, you know, if they was doing that in the 40s, making shit disappear in the 40s. You understand? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think. So, you know.
Well, Tesla was all about the frequency. And when you look at what our matter is, when you look at how the particles become matter, you're like, well, what is going on here? So is this some sort of simulation? If it's a simulation, all this makes sense.
Well, Tesla was working on basically wireless power. Mm-hmm. And what they found is that Egypt and the ancient Egyptians were kind of practicing this same thing. Tesla was he was a target. He had a lot of enemies, and they came and they tore up this thing that he was working on that would have gave like basically like 400 miles radius or some shit like that, like wireless power.
Yeah, he was working on that. They have the Tesla coil. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I could, one of the things that could explain it. Like, I don't know. It could be something so complicated. Like, we are all in a dream. And so it makes sense. Because you wake up and you go back to sleep and the dream that you had before is kind of whatever. You know what I mean? So how do we know that we're in the same reality from when we wake up from our dreams at night? We could wake up into a different reality. We don't know.
Oh, wow. Right. We could just wake up in something completely different.
It's similar enough, but we're not going to know. Mm. Maybe that major thing happened on 9/11. Maybe it happened again in 2012. People are like, yo, the world really did end in 2012. It's been crazy since then.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's true because we also had the social media. But yeah, we could. We could just all... I heard, and this is like a story, so I'm not going to claim it or whatever, but I heard that about this guy who said he drove into another dimension. And it was a town that he was familiar with. And the story goes like, he was driving through this town, and it seemed a little weird, and the air seemed a little bit like orangey. And he said, don't get out of the car. Someone told him, don't get out of the car, because if you get out of the car, you're staying here. So he stayed in his car, and he drove around, and this was the town he grew up in, but things were... they were slightly different. He was like, this isn't where this is supposed to be. That's not where that's supposed to be. But he never got out of his car. And he came back the way. And then when he had come back, it was the way it had always been. So he thinks he jumped to a different timeline.
Damn. And see, all it would take is for you to know where the entrance points are and where the intersects are and... you know, it's like, that's what keeps me up. It's like, man, I want to know. I want to make sure that I'm, or is it worth knowing?
Well,
is it worth knowing what the fuck is going on?
There's this concept of ley lines. You ever heard of ley lines?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's supposed to be... I'm reading it off Wikipedia right now. Are straight alignments drawn between various historical structures and prominent landmarks. So the conspiracy of ley lines are that when they intersect, that's the points that you're talking about. So I mean, this is conspiracy land. What are ley lines? What's up here?
You ever go to a town and be like, man, these motherfuckers is kind of behind?
My hometown.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I wonder what the fuck.
So they would draw lines on the map from, like, let's say, would they draw from the pyramids to Stonehenge? And get out of here. Let me see if I can get some images. So they draw the pyramids to Stonehenge to this and that, and they're like, where they intersect is where these spots that you're talking about are. I don't know if this is true. I'm just saying this is what the people talk about.
I feel like Florida is like a gate. People are coming in and out of Florida right there. Look at that. And then like around like New Mexico area too. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, these are just, you know, the ideas that people have.
Right, but that's the Bermuda Triangle right there though.
Yeah. And then that goes over and then you have these intersections. What's this? Is that Houston? Baton Rouge, sorry. But which is a magical place. But you know, who knows? We wouldn't know.
Where's Denver at? Zoom in on Denver. I think Denver is one too.
I get this.
Do like Command Plus on the keyboard. Yeah, do that pencil zoom. Is that Salt Lake City? That's hilarious. If that's Salt Lake City, kinda. Salt Lake City looks like it's close to one.
Yeah, Denver Airport.
Salt Lake City is a very strange city.
Yeah.
But like we don't know.
Hmm? What about DC? Okay.
DC. DC. Well, it's on one. It's on one right here.
On the line.
Fuck it, I'm on one.
And then Boston's more. Boston, this is more Maine. which is where Stephen King is from. He's up in Bangor, though. I mean, it's just something to think about.
Don't let them get you.
Do you want to hear about something else? Are you done with this?
Those two spots, though.
Here?
Where's Roswell?
New Mexico?
That's not New Mexico, though. That's like Arizona. California. Yeah, that's like California, Arizona, Sedona. Baja.
But they cross, though. They cross. So any place that it crosses, you also got to look at. But that could be anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those spots right there look crazy. That look like we need to go there and do a podcast.
You probably have to get into a certain different frequency. Have you ever heard about the CIA? The CIA used to do a lot of this stuff, the Gateway. Okay, so the gateway process and altered states of consciousness. The CIA actually publishes this, so I don't even know why. It's not even secret.
Somebody said, remember when CP dated Kyle on Living Single? Hey, fuck you. What up? Cut up. That was funny. Trying to say it like Maxine, huh? Funny ass nigga. Shut up.
Okay. So if anyone wants to look into this further,
what's this right here?
The CIA did a lot of experimentation about how to, says here, escape the confines of time and space, according to the CIA. What they're doing is magical works. And they're doing the scientific analysis of magical works. And they published it. Like, they got all of these results and they published it. And this is how you train your brain to be able to do what the mystics have been doing for X amount of time. The gateway experience. Psychic research, remote viewing. I don't know if they were so successful at that. But as far as the techniques to improve yourself, they did a really good job there.
So yeah, we definitely need to check this out. And this came out in February of 2021. So this has been out over a year and a half and nobody want to talk about it, but this is basically them breaking down how to astral project and kind of like do some other shit.
Stuff that they had denied for a long time.
Of course.
But they have techniques to how to do it. And now that we have our phones and now that we have stereo headphones, because one of the techniques is just between me and you and the maybe however many people who are watching right now.
Anybody watching this?
Okay. So they have different frequencies or different sounds in either ear, and that's supposed to connect your brain in a certain way. Which brings me to the other thing that messed me up today. Okay. Where is it? Is your brain really necessary?
What the? Oh, Jesus Christ. Here you go.
So this is normal brain. This is a scan of a guy who's a math genius, who they were like, oh, this kid's head's a little bit big. Why don't you scan his brain, see what's going on, right?
Ain't no damn brain.
No brain in there.
Ain't duh.
But he's a math genius.
He's an alien. He's an alien with no damn brain. He could shot his head and be like, you thought it was over, nigga? You think I can't take headshots? What?
Yeah, so he's functioning, going around, but his entire brain is fluid. Now, there's some, you can see right here, there are some parts of the brain. So then people are like, well,
he's an alien. This is how we need to be telling who is who. Yes.
Well, he's got this condition.
Big waterhead. You ever heard somebody call somebody big waterhead? Yeah, shut your big waterhead ass up.
Like Johnny from Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Yeah. This nigga, come on, man.
It's called hydrocephalus, and they have a lot of spinal fluid. So how is he functioning like a normal person, didn't even know he had a condition, finished university, and that's his brain scan?
Because we can only use in what? How much of our brain we actually use?
I don't know if that's the case. Because his shit is his shit, lobe. But
I think that maybe that fluid is helping his shit conduct.
Conduct what? So is consciousness external then?
Nah, it's helping shit conduct neurons firing off in his brain.
Okay, well, that might be the case, because they're saying, like, yo, his little bit of brain must be super, super strong. The little bit of brain he has. But, like, he doesn't have any brain. That's what a brain is supposed to be. That's what he got.
I want to thump the shit out of him. Boonk! Hey, also, though, look how thick his skull is. Oh, no. Is that, like, a brain around the edge? Yeah, that's brain around the edge. He got a big ass. He got a big ass lake in his head. Ah, that shit like Loot Lake. He got a big Loot Lake head. Loot Lake head ass nigga. Loot Lake head ass nigga.
I don't know. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's something that happened probably over time, right?
Well, it's this condition where some people who get it, they usually die when they're kids. Otherwise, the brain gets replaced with the spinal fluid that can be drained, but they never drained it. So it's called hydrocephalus.
I think he probably was fucking around babysitting one or two shots. And then Kendrick filled up a liquor pool and he dove in it.
So this guy that I'm reading, this guy called Matthias Desmond, is like, well, this proves that consciousness is external.
This don't prove shit.
You gonna say it don't prove it?
Nah. This nigga walking around with a headache. He can't hear nothing. All he hears is the ocean. You know his ears is leaking.
So he just had a big head. That's it.
Damn, dog.
Somebody said Brennan.
Brennan.
That's fucked up. Dog, wow.
I don't know. I don't know how you can... He's this is a math student.
He's a big juice head, nigga. Somebody... He need to... Shit, he got to be careful. Somebody crack that little dome. It's going to be just omelet juice everywhere.
Well, if we crack our domes, we got brain. We're probably more sensitive than him.
Nah. But that's the middle of his brain. Like I said, them outer remnants. It looked like a brain from the outside until you squeeze that bitch. And then it's a gusher.
So I don't hear people. If this dude can finish math at university and he doesn't have a brain, like, no one has any excuses.
First of all, he got a big ass head. There was no distractions. Anybody want to fuck with Waterhead Walter? Hey, Walter, how are you? Splash, splash. Okay, Walter, thank you. Did you take notes? I sure did. All right, Walter, thank you. Thanks a lot, Walter. Waterhead Walter.
But that's crazy. So if you go back to what the CIA was doing, what we're talking about, so what was the CIA doing? So the Gateway Experiment. And they're talking about, like, projecting your consciousness. So it's not in your head. This, if all of this adds up, which we're saying, we don't know if it adds up.
We don't know.
Where's my mouse?
Man, that's crazy. Waterhead boy.
What is this?
Next time you want to call somebody a waterhead, you show them this podcast. Be like, no, it's really waterheads. It's really waterheads.
Available to view. So anyone could go view this. They're not making a secret of it.
I don't like reading shit like that. I mean, I like to know it, but I was like, hey, man, somebody. It's just like, dog, this look like court papers.
So that's how they hide things.
Yeah, I know.
How old is this?
What
was this
from
1983.
So, yeah, they did this in 1983, but they released it in 2003 when everybody was busy.
So 20 years.
Yeah.
It's scanned, too.
Yeah, I need to go through this because, they probably talk about demigorgons and all kind of shit, just, like, very casually. And then a demidog bit one of our conwings, and that's when we knew that they were demidogs. And then if you actually, if you don't pee before you go in there, you might actually pee. Now, moving on to flotation. It's like, nigga, you better go back to the goddamn demi-dogs.
Well, that would make sense. If the consciousness is non-local, what's to say there aren't entities that are non-corporeal? So that would make sense for a lot of things. And that's not what they're saying. That's what I just added.
Yep, this world is crazy.
Gateway crazy. And Hemisync. The Hemisync is what I was talking about.
He's a five-five Brittany Griner. Y'all got to stop it, man. I'm not 5'5". I'm not 5'5", guys. I'm sorry. You know, not, shout out to anybody that's 5'5", but I'm just not 5'5". Like, you know, just, you know.
Nothing wrong being 5'5".
Nothing wrong being 5'5". My eye's probably 5'5".
A little shorter, but that's okay.
A little shorter. You know what I'm saying? A little shorter than 5'5". But, you know. There you go, 5'8". Give me that. Give me that. You know what I'm saying? 5'8½". I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? When I put some Tims on, dare I say 5'9". You know, you might see me at the All-Star game. What the fuck are they tall for? Yes, I am tall. Taller than you thought.
Yeah, definitely going to this one. Anyone at home who's watching this, this Bet. Is at CIA.gov reading room.
We're going to share the link. In the meantime, let's get off this shit because it's making me angry.
Okay, we'll share the link.
Making me evil. Evil.
Don't get evil. Never use this information for evil. We'll close off Waterhead.
Waterhead. Slap shit out of Waterhead. Guys, don't hit me.
Where's this? I'll get back over there.
Bloom. My next show is tonight at the Comedy Store. My next out-of-town show is Cleveland. Next weekend, Milwaukee. I'm sorry, Cleveland, Richmond, Virginia at the end of the month. Then Milwaukee in October. That's my next three. October 8th is going to be Milwaukee. Yeah, then I got some other stuff I'm going to be doing in the Midwest. I can't talk about it yet. But I'm going to be in the Midwest. So, yeah, man. Yo, when CP said I could fit about 85 cents. Yeah, I remember that. Shout out to that nigga, man. Missing tooth. Nigga had a train tunnel in his mouth.
Which one?
This dude who came on Roast Me.
Oh.
Yeah, man. He from DC where they be like, boy, you look like a sloth on the tree, boy. That's how they roast. Boy, you look like a bump on a bum ass, boy. Boy, you look like one of them niggas be down there trying to do a cleanup, boy. You be like, nigga, I'm finna destroy you, nigga, because I brought sentences. Anyway, I want to dub a video. Last time we did that dub, that shit was fun. I was watching it, and I was like, damn, I need to do dubs.
What video you want to dub?
Killer Rap Nigga Get a Dub. Killer Rap Nigga Get a Dub. Killer Street Nigga Get a Dime. Kill the rap, nigga, get it done. Y'all watch that Lil Baby documentary?
I haven't watched it yet.
No.
I was watching that shit like, boy, if this ain't the most, like, don't send me to prison. I was like, damn. I was like, man, like, I ain't gonna lie. I was like way proud of that nigga when I got done watching. I'm like, wow, I'm really proud of this dude. He came up from a lot. Like, this nigga was, you know what I'm saying, untrapped.
Where did you watch it on?
That nigga be like, nah, my man.
It's on
track.
Amazon, I think. Yeah, Amazon.
That part of me didn't die. That nigga rap, like, he don't even change his voice or his face expression. Get too high on stand too close, you fuck going to drown up this way.
It's crazy because he wasn't even rapping for real.
Bro,
like
this nigga became
one
of probably the biggest rapper in the world. Real, and they called it. P and coaching them, I've seen like video of them saying like back in the day, like, yo,
yeah,
this
baby,
nigga finna
yeah,
be the biggest.
One.
Yeah, baby the one, baby the one. And I'm like, I mean, you have Quavo and them, gee, like y'all just trying to, and I'm like, dog.
I just saw him in concert. He was here with Chris
yeah,
Brown.
Yeah.
And I went to see him in concert. Yeah, it's one of those things where like you can tell, but like, nah, he different. Cause he was rapping every lyric to his song, not running out of breath, got stage presence going around. Like he has a full thing. And I was like, there's not a lot of artists that really care that much.
Yeah,
to,
and this nigga be rapping, like he don't take a breath.
Bro, he and performing, he was just going the whole time. I was like, yeah, he takes his time with his stuff. So for sure. Yeah, to see where he came from 5 years ago, be like, that's my dog. Bro. And then now he this, yeah.
That's yeah, a bro. This real nigga, group. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a dope ass documentary. You know, it made me want to listen to some Lil Baby. You know, but that nigga definitely be like, he'd be like, when he talk, he always shake his head like, he'd be like, "How you happy? Happy as hell." I was like, damn, all right. I had to have my nigga Thug in that bitch. Thug's so funny, man. Man, I need to free my nigga Thug. That would have won. That I told the nigga, he the one. Like, you know how that nigga talk. Yeah, man. It's like, it's dope, bro, how these little niggas came up and went crazy. It's unfortunate that what they're trying to do to these niggas, man.
Yeah, because he definitely on the watch list.
Yeah, who, Baby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure.
And one of his homies got caught doing some stupid stuff. So they already hit him with something like gang-related charges or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
But any of them dudes, that's like the 4PF or whatever.
I mean, but you know how that go. It's like, you know, when you're successful, man, you know. CP got a new aerobic show coming out called Sweating to the Froggies. Yo, you niggas is funny. King classed. Your ass up, nigga. You can tell when somebody fat by how they name themselves. Set your fat ass up, nigga. King classed. Get it? With 2 K's. Anyway, your fat ass up, King Class. You funny, man.
Are you following this AI rapper? You following that story?
Who? Man. What's his name?
FN Mecca?
FN Mecca? Yeah. What? I just seen him at, where was we at? And we seen FM Mecca. I want to say we was at Sonic the Hedgehog house. And this nigga came through. I guess he used to fuck with Sonic old lady. And like, you know, she like, just get out of here, Frederico. I guess the real name Frederico. Get out of here, Frederico. And then he was like, tell Sonic to come outside. And Sonic ran out there so fast and ran up behind that nigga. He was like, what the fuck? And then Sonic ran back in the house. He was like, nigga, I already ran outside. And they were, come out here and fight. But FM Mega, he, you know, he had his goons with him and shit. All these Grand Theft Auto niggas, all these GTA niggas, they had like little things said GTA on their shit. They was strapped. So niggas weren't trying to, you know, because, you know, it was like Sonic parents was out there. You know what I'm saying? I think it was like something for his son. His parents was out there. They said Tails was there. I ain't seen him. I ain't running to him like I wanted to. But, yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And so I was asking Sonic, like, is this like some Knuckles type shit that you think? He's like, no, nah, like, this ain't got shit to do with Knuckles. Like, Knuckles, they little shit, you know what I'm saying? They just understand how to stay on their side of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, each side, you know. But, yeah.
For real, though, if Sonic wanted to tear someone in half, he just have to run through them, like on the boys.
Right, but he don't want his mans and them start busting. And then the bullets is flying off of Sonic and they hitting all the kids. So Sonic, like, you know what I'm saying? He was going to keep it cool. Oh, no, Sonic had his shoes on off top. Sonic shit was, I was like, yo, I saw him when them niggas pulled up and old girl had went out there to, like, stop him. I saw Sonic lacing this shit up. And I'm like, I'm looking at Sonic like, Sonic, no. He was pulling this shit tight, like, and I'm like, chill out. And I look, I'm like, damn, I ain't see nobody else. Like, somebody help me get this nigga. I don't want to get in the way. He fuck around, saw me in half. So I'm like, Sonic. No. And he looked at me, he's like, see, I was like, fuck it. Sonic got a cousin that's a mongoose. This nigga crazy. This nigga crazy. You hear me? And see, the thing about him is, like, you know, the fam, he just got out. And the family be trying to, like, keep him out of trouble. And you know, him and Sonic grew up together. And he kind of like where Sonic got his wild side from. You know what I'm saying? Mike, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, if you know Mike, then you know what I'm saying? Like, ask about Mike Mongoose from the West Side. They be like, oh, Mike? Mike are crazy? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mike was wild. So Mike was kind of like, Mike had his back turned. He was eating. He was over there talking shit. And then he had just turned around and everything had got squashed. He felt the wind when Sonic flew by. And when Sonic flew by real quick, he ran by. He looked in slow motion into the car, saw all the straps. So he knew what time it was. He was like, all right, babe. He went back on the porch. Like, hey, man, chill out. Y'all going with that. But then Mike felt that wind. He was just finna turn around, but them niggas had dipped. But him and Finn had looked eye to eye. FN dapped me up. I didn't want Sonic to see that, but you know, I was in the studio with FN a couple of times, and you know what I'm saying? He had dapped me up. I was like, oh, what up? You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. But I felt like he was trying to get some juice, knowing me, seeing how cool I was with them. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas are dudes. I'm like, all right, dap that nigga up. But you know what I'm saying? I was standing over there by Sonic and them.
It's crazy. It's almost unbelievable. That's crazy. Yeah. This dude, not a real person, but is an AI rapper that got picked up by a label. And
put it like
dropped.
This. I ain't going to say he not real. I'm going to say he not from that shit that he talking about. Like, if you know him, if you knew him back in the day, he wasn't, FN was not, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was mad, like, not this. You know what I'm saying? Them contacts, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Face tats.
Yeah, but you know. This is industry though. This is what industry do. You know what I'm saying? Like you see niggas blow up, like, oh man, that ain't how Buddy is, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like the industry, you know. And like I said, he running with that kind of crowd, so it's only a matter of time for real. I was talking to Sonic the other night. He's like, nigga, I should have fucked him up. I said, you should have, but I'm glad you didn't. Real talk.
He should have.
Yeah, but shit just get ugly, man. These niggas like this, you know, they don't know how to shoot. And I wasn't strapped because I ain't finna be no strapped to Sonic family shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't finna come through. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know how niggas is playing it. So I'm like, fuck it. It is what it is. I kind of had to get back. You know what I'm saying? Not being no bitch, but I had to get back and be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, bam, that FN, what up? But I still had my plate though. And I was just kind of walking to the side, a little pasta salad. Throw something on, man. I want to dub some shit, dog.
What do you want to dub?
I don't know, man.
Okay, I got my YouTube here.
Ooh, they roasting the shit out of me, dog.
What'd they say?
They've been going at it the whole time.
Yeah, I know. They calling me a stud. I mean, they, you know, they trying so hard. It's crazy. I don't know, man.
I'm going to let people see what I search for.
Oh, peep this, though. On my caffeine channel. So my new caffeine channel, it's officially kicking off. I'm going to start playing 2K on there. I'm going to come off Twitch for a second. Still be on Twitch, but come off Twitch as constant and go to caffeine for my gaming on my own channel. Because all my followers that I got on here, we about to do some shit. I'm about to have an after show for my podcast starting next Wednesday where I do after Q&A with y'all, and I can bring y'all in with the video, and we could talk shit, roast, whatever. And we just kick it, talk about little shit about the podcast that y'all like, little topics. Because we never finish shit in here. We just kind of touch on shit and have a conversation. We not on no time schedule. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't finna rush us and be like, get to the bottom of it. Then them niggas come kill us. Like, no, we do. We just grazing it. You know what I'm saying? You know, because Maya be deep into that shit. She know Nature Boy, you know, they gonna fuck her up. I'm telling you, Tony, hey, they coming, and they gonna make you fight on the beach, and
can't get on a plane.
They gonna
can't get over here.
They gonna get a shower. They gonna be like, shower up. We're going to get Maya and Tony. And Tony gonna be like, no, and then Tony gonna have to fight. Tony gonna beat the shit out of Nature Boy, and then y'all gonna get away. But it's all because you had to poke your nose into it. When y'all on that little raft and y'all floating back to America or wherever the fuck. It's gonna be an argument. Just know that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it'll be an argument. I told you to stop looking at you. Like, it would have had to get to the bottom of it. You know what I'm saying? So just know. Pretty much what it's gonna be. Hey man, B Lou can't see me in no 2K, man. Ask everybody who know. B Lou cannot see me in no 2K. B Lou cannot see me. What are these cute ass animals?
I'm gonna keep scrolling. You tell me to stop.
I don't want to do animals, man.
What do you want to do?
I don't want to be Tony Baker. I mean, shout out to Tony Baker, but I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, people be like, oh, you trying to be like Tony Baker? Nah, give me some other shit. Like, funny people watching. Ooh. I've never typed this in. Scroll up. I'm talking about like some New York street, not the little boy in the toilet.
It's a little boy in the toilet.
Look at the little nigga with these little watermelon drawers on. Oh, look at these freaks. Freaks.
Why is that weird that they're kissing?
Right, because
the weirdest thing is caught on security cameras.
Ooh, look, ooh.
Try not to.
Freaks. Freaks.
YouTube really turned into America's Funniest Home Videos.
Right. Man. Look at this lady ironing them clothes, them titties. I'm sorry.
1 million views, yeah. 1 million views.
Of course, 1 million views. Niggas don't do that quick. Like I said, I got 3 minutes to see what the fuck she got going on.
3 weeks ago, too. What the?
What y'all want me to do, man? Hey, matter of fact, yeah, let me get in these comments real quick. Give me, like, some ideas of videos to look up that I can dub real quick. Let's do one dub, man. I'm
going to
do
no.
one.
Why is she in the
water? Kissing that pig. White people think that kind of shit funny. I ain't going to hold you up. Black people had to bleach the baby and kill the pigs.
Yeah, why they let the... I wouldn't let my
somebody
kid
said
near
dub
a
600-pound life episode.
Oh, that's so sad. Do you ever watch those?
Hell yeah. Fuck them big bitches. And they always got to... They always got to... I don't give a feel sorry for them big motherfuckers. They be on there crying like, all I had was 80 Oreos. All I had was 80 Oreos, Terry. I'm doing better today.
Oh, I started watching.
Then it started crying. I was on 100 Oreos a day. Oh, yeah, give me one of these. Fuck it, I dub one of these.
All right. I'm on mute.
Let me dub one of these. Go to Tammy right there. Where is Tammy?
Tammy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she lost the weight, but the sister didn't.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Hi, my name's Tammy. Let me get another fucking root beer, bitch.
Because the one can't stop eating like too many snacks. I was watching this a little bit.
I want a fucking root beer. Shit, this is almost done. I knew I'm going to eat another one. She won't stop unless she get another root beer. We got to keep 10, 12 of them hidden from her. I don't like root beer as much as I like sandwiches. All I wanted was root beer. Remember when I wanted that root beer? Oh, my God. I gotta eat this without a root beer. Look at this nigga right here. Look at Stun B. Anyway.
Where he came from. What's he doing there?
Yeah, they told me it's root beers here, and it's not. Just a bunch of black guys behind here, and they're cool too. They look like root beers, but they're not root beer. Yeah, we're going on a root beer run. Called this ambulance to run me past 7-Eleven real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Oh my God, this keeps going on forever and ever.
I don't love root beer. Yeah, I like a root beer. I want one. Ice cold, warm. Root beer tea, root beer shakes. Is it that hard for someone to get a root beer? Look at me, diet root beers. All I want was a root beer. One was a root beer, one root beer. Okay, I'm done. I can't do this no more.
Well, the one sister lost a bunch of... Where's my thing? The one sister lost a bunch of weight and the other sister can't do
man,
it.
Man, bro.
I think it's like the 900-pound sister
I think when once they get that little where they done lost that weight, go on to help them out and suck the rest of it out. They didn't did the best they could. They didn't got down to that little... Go ahead.
Like, I don't think I could get to 900 pounds.
Yeah, you can. Shit.
No, I think I would stop. I think I would die, probably.
It
like
depends on how close you live, how close you live to a Taco Bell. Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. Her heart is strong as fuck. Her heart probably, man, her heart probably greedy. Her heart, like, I ain't gonna die. Shit, Taco Bell, is that you, Nutrilupas with the nacho sauce on them bitches?
I didn't even know it was possible to get to 940 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, somebody, is she actually 940 pounds?
Oh,
though?
Yeah, they get that big, but not everybody can get that
bro,
big.
Bro, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. She need to.
I wonder what the heaviest person ever
can we look
that? 940 pounds, bro.
She just gained 140 pounds. She was 800. That don't make no sense. You was 800, nigga, and you, so basically, oh, man, she just walk around like a good-ass credit score.
This guy called John Brower Minnack got to 1,400 pounds at his heaviest.
He got 1,400 pounds? He was still walking around, huh? I bet you his knees used to snap at least two, three times a week.
I don't know how the knees could even do anything.
Damn, look at them legs.
Oh, my God.
How tall
you get
is
kicked
he?
By him, bro. You,
man,
you turn into dust.
Yeah, but if he misses, well, he fall, I'm beating his ass. That little head, I'm coming right around that head.
He gonna hurt himself when he hit the ground.
He's a maniac. I beat the shit out of that dude on his head.
So he's 6'1". He still got married and had kids, though. Someone married him and had two of his children.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
when
yeah,
did he start
course.
Gaining the weight, though? Oh, at age 12, he was 294.
Yeah. That's got to be a genetic thing. At
5'7", damn.
There's no way.
By 22, he weighed 500 pounds and he was 6'1". And he was from Washington State.
Did he play football or something?
That's all it says.
Ain't really got too much info. There's,
I mean, at 294, you're already too big. At 5'7", you probably can't really move.
Damn, he got some big elephant legs, don't he? He really got some elephant legs, like for real. Like, he probably the nigga who be making them footsteps at the zoo. You ever go to the zoo and they got them big ass footprints? They be like, here go the rhinos. It probably was him. Like, what y'all want me to do? Put them rhino shoes on, Mr. Minock.
He only lived to be 42. Yo, he died. Or 41, sorry.
His wife's still alive.
His wife's probably still alive.
No, I said they married in 1978.
They married in 78. So this is right before he died that he got married to somebody. And they had two kids. So he was still getting busy that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bitches, man, look, women are freaks. You hear me? A nigga weigh 900 pounds, they all on him. Like, you say so you 900? In their head, they like, the nigga dick got away 40 pounds. That's how they thinking about it.
Wait, this man, so he was the heaviest ever recorded, but then he also lost the most amount of weight ever recorded too. So he was actually doing pretty good because he went from, where was he at his heaviest? He was supposed to be like 1,400 pounds, and then he lost the weight, and then he ended up being 476 pounds.
Yeah.
And he lost 924 pounds in a little over 2 years.
Yeah, he wasn't bullshit. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And then that wasn't enough because he obviously...
Might have been the change.
The sudden change. He died 23 months later, so basically 2 years later.
But what he died
he weighed,
from,
he weighed more. Yeah, basically gained like 300 pounds in those 2 years.
Oh, the up and down. Well, I heard it's really hard to keep it off. Like, it's really, really hard for the people this big when they lose that much weight to keep it off. Their body just is like, yeah, no, we're super, super big. Yeah, I haven't heard of this guy.
That's
before.
A crazy fluctuation to go from 1,400 to 400.
That, yeah, right there where it say death, they said when he died, they found somebody in his ass crack that they had been looking for, like a missing person, one of his aunts. He sat on her lap when he was a kid.
That's crazy. Heart and respiratory failure. And your body's not supposed to do that. Your body's not supposed to be that big.
Yeah, your skeleton too little. I mean, at that point, your skeleton just drowned, don't it?
They had to put him on two beds put together. It took 13 people to roll him over and change his linen. Damn.
I wonder if he got two dinners. Like, real tall. Like, you know how they come down, come with them dinners? He probably just looked at them like, you don't give me 3 or 4 of them, I'll beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? They're like, we have a meatloaf. He'd be like, we know, Mr. Man. You ain't finna just get this nigga this one dinner.
I'm just thinking, like, all right, so what time period is this?
This is in the 80s.
Well, between 70s. The 40s and the 80s. What the hell is he eating?
Oh, he died in 83. That's what's up, see?
Because I was just thinking, like, back then, we had food, but damn. He had all the food.
Yeah.
It's got to be genetic. Like, people eat a lot. A lot of people eat a lot. They don't get that big. A lot of people...
You don't know how big you can get, though. I've seen little girls get pregnant. Well, not little girls, but, like, smaller women get pregnant. And that belly just, you know, you don't know what your body can do. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I'm telling you, let you fuck around and live a block away from a Taco Bell in a warm environment with Postmates. So then you ain't got to go, but it's always fresh when they deliver and you tipped them real good because you got one of them online jobs or maybe you like a sex phone line worker or something like that. So you never got to really leave the crib. Next thing you know, you just got Taco Bell coming and then you don't take the trash out because you yell at your kids. They do it and they go to school. They come home. You get another Taco Bell. Taco Bell got breakfast now and they got the cinnamon twist and you got chalupas, Nacho Bell Grandes, burritos. You know what I'm saying? Like all kind of other Mexican pieces. You know, and then next thing you know, dog, you 1,400 pounds. That's exactly how it happened.
I don't know.
My cousin.
That happened to your cousin?
Nah, but when I need somebody to believe me, I always say my cousin because you don't know. So my cousin did.
I don't know. I want to say that's genetic because he was already 294, age 12. A lot of these people, they can fast. They can just stop eating. I saw a guy on YouTube one time. Oh, man.
I made a very good life. I
what did I do? No, but he fasted. He just fasted for like 6 months and he lost all the weight.
He told you that?
He has a video. He went bit by bit.
It's called crack.
Man fasts for a year.
Crack I make you do that. It's called crack.
Well, this guy did it too.
It's called crack. Oh yeah, he definitely did some. Look at him. He went from hey Tony to hey Tony.
So where are we at? So yeah, he just didn't eat for a year, and the body will just eat itself, all that fat. So where is he? Come on, are we not? We don't actually show pictures.
I thought it was just animated.
No.
Well, hats off to these people because I call cap.
This dude. But no, there was a guy, it was a black dude, and I thought I had it saved, but and he showed people his fast. He went down from like 500 pounds to like 200 pounds and he just didn't eat.
I don't even know what that felt like.
Here we go. That's what he looked like now. South Park did it. Cartman did it. They left him up on the cross and was like, you're so fat, you can stay up here. And he came back like a year later and Cartman was thin. You remember the episode?
No, I don't.
It looked like the same dude, but like...
It's the same dude.
I just wonder, like, because you know when people lose a lot of weight, they have like the excess skin and stuff. He looked like he just was already skinny or something.
I don't like how you're looking at me. Like, straight up. That nigga got a problem, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a maniac.
He still died at 51. That's pretty young.
No, not back then. In 1990, 51 was like, damn. That was right around in that age that you know you can die. Yeah. He had way less pallbearers. I know people who ain't seen him in a long time was like, oh, you need me? Oh, man, my back. I can't be pallbearing people, man. They told me, listen, they told me at my last physical, they said specifically, no pallbearing, man. I wish I could, man. I loved that boy so much. Huh? Oh, he was skinny. 175 pounds. Oh, well, hell. I apologize. I thought he was 1,400 pounds last time I had seen him. So I didn't know. Okay. All right. I'll be down there early. Y'all got gloves for us? Y'all gonna have gloves? White gloves? Okay. Ain't got no gloves? All right. All right. Okay, darling.
This dude. That's who I was talking about when I'm not you. Where's the guy I want? This dude.
George barbecue and foot massage. George barbecue and foot massage. And that's why I came out there with the foot massage. So that got my whole house pumping, blood pumping, and I feel stronger. Let me show you how I did it. I said, who want a foot massage and get some chicken at the same time, and barbecue and ribs and with sauce sandwiches and coleslaw and sides and lemonade? Of course you want that. Of course you want a foot massage from a big bitch with some strong arms, squeezing, licking them feet real good, so harvesting. And that's why we know it's too good for turkey. And that thick residue that be down at the bottom of the pot, we use that to rub it and harvest the feet and get it strong. And that's why, punch right in the gut, punch right in the gut, punch right in the gut. You're going to shit on yourself. And that's why it's going to be good for you and waste some time. Bring me two of my sandwiches. And then I tell you what else. Stink like a motherfucker, whole house. I guarantee you that. You know you stink. I know you stink because you look up and you're going to go to heaven. You're going to have diabetes. And you're going to be right there with everybody else. Her good feet massage and get kicking. And guess what else? You might get some pussy. Depending on what day it is and who is doing it. Not my mama, because my mama down there, she's going to be foot massage. But I guarantee you she got friends. Oh, I went down there and got a foot massage. It was pretty cool. I was like, oh my God. And then these two ladies started giving me some pussy. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, because it went to this other dude. So there he is.
I'm right back to Jones Barbecue, Fabricizing and Gaming. And we talk about tonight about how people, how long the turkey ribs and when you smoke. And I say about 2-3 hours for real. If you're hungry and if you really want to do it good, you call somebody over there to do it right. Because I got the little Bobby Brown headset. This mustache is brought to you by cotton and underarm hair and pubes and afros. Smooth head up top. Ballpoint pen. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get right to it. People ask me all the time, how do I come to a point where my ribs are hot on the inside, crisp on the outside, and juicy? I tell people all the time, rub people's feet on them. And I'm going to run that to the ground. And I tell you something else. Mustard. Yeah, a little bit of mustard, but really feet juice is what I really use it because at the end of the day, toenails and toe jam is really hitting the correct way. Go Giants. I'm going to say something else, too. I used to have a mustache similar to a motorcycle, but I lost my motorcycle and kept the mustache about 95, 96. And, oh, my God, the women love it. You understand me? Oh, of course. They want to see what I got. Yeah, of course. Oh, pat, 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 pat. Without them cheeks. And you know what that is. I quit, dog. All right, man.
That's this dude.
You say, oh, the black Homer Simpson, that's exactly what he
looked like. That's exactly what he looked like. Hey, man. Well, check it out. What time is it? I got to go do Crack 'em Up this evening. My name is Comedian CP. That's Maya. That's Amir. And, yeah, man. That nigga mustache was thick as hell, wasn't it?
Was very, yeah.
He can't keep
thing.
No toppings on no pizza. Now, where the hell is all the sausage at? I ordered sausage. I swear I saw sausage on my slice. Big walrus. Anyway, yeah, man, this has been the CP podcast. We don't know. It's always the questions, never the answers, man. You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about? This is a dope ass conversation. Make sure y'all follow me on Caffeine because guess what? The after party for this is going to be on Caffeine. Not for this one, though, but for the next one, it's going to be on Caffeine. So when y'all watch the podcast, your podcast, y'all come to Caffeine. We talk about the podcast. Roast, do whatever y'all want to do. And, yeah, man. I love y'all, man. See peeps, I'm out. Peace.